Like, free speech has repercussions.
So if Trump gets reelected, what?
F***ing cities burn.
The only thing that fascists understand is violence. So the only way that you can confront them is with violence.
It's a directive from Bernie that we can't attack Warren.
I think it's also fair to point out that when we were in Moscow, for example, people here also were extremely impressed by their public transportation system.
Meet Kyle Jurek, a field organizer in Iowa for presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Jurek says cities are going to burn if Trump gets reelected. These are worrisome words from someone who works for a man running to be president of the United States. Now, the evidence shows Kyle Jurek has been in politics since 2018, when, according to these FEC records, Jurek was paid $500 while working for the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee. The FEC records also show he has worked for the Sanders campaign for over 6 months. And so far, Jurek has earned nearly $11,000.
Yeah, they seem emboldened. They have been emboldened by Trump, all that rhetoric and shit. But they are scared senseless of anti-fascists. Even the ones that are kind of like, you know, the right-wing people. The only thing that works, the only thing that fascists understand is violence. So the only way that you can confront them is with violence.
So if Trump gets reelected, what?
F***ing cities burn.
What we gotta do?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have a lot of time left. We have to save, like, human civilization. And obviously, Trump, don't give two f***s about making sure that the world doesn't burn.
Bernie doesn't get the nomination. If it goes to the second round at the DNC convention, Milwaukee will burn. It'll start in Milwaukee, and then when the police push back on that, and other cities will just
be ready to be in Milwaukee for the DNC convention.
Well, what
I'm gonna say.
Oh, I plan on being there. What about Des Moines?
We're gonna make 1978 look like a f***ing Girl Scout f***ing cookout.
What does that mean?
Remember what happened when McGovern got f***ed in Chicago in 1978? Riots. F***ing people getting beaten by the cops. The cops are gonna be the ones that are getting f***ing beaten in Milwaukee. You're gonna call out the National Guard for that shit.
Jurek is clearly very radical, but also very confused about his political history. He talks about riots in Chicago in 1978 when George McGovern was running for president. In fact, the riots were in 1968 when Hubert Humphrey was the Democratic nominee. McGovern ran for president in 1972, and there were no riots that year.
Like, if Bernie doesn't, if they can take Bernie from us, then we have nothing else left to lose.
Put it on us, whatever it takes. And that's why, like, when they're like, oh, anti-fascists are violent, it's because we're willing to go above and beyond what the law says is acceptable. Like, oh, free speech, yeah. Like, they try to be like, you know, oh, you're a victim, or you're against free speech. No, we're not against free speech. We're against hate speech. And if your free speech is something that, like, these people shouldn't exist, then I don't give a f- if it's free speech or not. You don't need to, like, free speech has repercussions. Yeah, there are consequences to your speech, right? And if your speech is calling for the elimination of people based on race or gender or religious, like, for whatever reason, like, things that people can't change, then you should expect it. Violent reaction. Mm-hmm. And you deserve a violent reaction. Because, like, it's just not an acceptable thing. It's not acceptable.
So many people have suicided themselves that have been related to the Clintons in some way or another. It's fucking insane.
Kill the Clintons?
Revolution, baby. Revolution.
Kill the Clintons?
Revolution is on.
Let me tell you something about this revolution.
No, we don't gotta kill the Clintons. We'll make them kill themselves.
How's that?
Reign of terror.
It's clear in Jurek's idea of a revolution, Democratic candidates like Tom Steyer and Mike Bloomberg wouldn't be safe, and in his world, networks like MSNBC or even moderate liberals wouldn't be immune.
Throw down?
I'm ready to throw down now. I don't want to wait and have to wait for to see you.
Yeah, with who though? Who's you gonna throw down with?
Billionaire class. Media. Go walk into that MSNBC studios, drag those fuckers up by their hair, and light them on fire in the streets.
Guys like that. What are we gonna do with them?
Gulag. Liberals get the fucking wall first.
What are we gonna do with those people that resist the change? Because that's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what. In Cuba, what do they do to reactionaries?
They shot them on the beach.
Do you want to fight against the revolution? You're going to die for it, motherfucker.
Jurek also has some pretty harsh words for Sanders' rival on the left, Elizabeth Warren. He is particularly critical of her staffers in Iowa.
They're like sending canvassers to our events. Like, we had that climate summit with Naomi Klein and AOC. And Warren campaign people show up, want to table the event, want to set up a table for Warren at the event. We're like, get the out of here. This isn't a Warren event. You're not coming in here and fucking scooping up people. Like, no. No.
It is a competition, you know?
Yeah, like, we're not on the same team, guys. Like, you know, like, I know you guys like to say, like, hey, Warren's just like Bernie, but a woman. But guess what?
You done?
We're not on the same team. Yeah, I put it.
Bernie's a bad judge of character. So, like, he has, like, Weaver, who is his, like, one of his, like, campaign, like senior advisors, is a shit fucking human. And, but he likes him. You know, Bernie likes him.
Bernie's, you know,
why is
he's
78 shitty?
Years old, and he's, like, set in his ways, and he, like, yeah. You know, that's one weakness that Bernie has, is he's a bad judge of character with some people. Like, he loves Elizabeth, like, he's friends with Elizabeth Warren. He's friends with it's not Dan Weaver, it's some. You know, what can he do? I mean, Bernie has, like, kind of started opening up lines of attack against Warren. But he keeps it policy based. People tell me that on the doors, like, yeah, you know, I like Bernie, but I really want a woman to be. It's like, wait, so, like, you're okay with a woman if she has worse policies? Like, just because she's a woman, because she has a vagina, that's why you're gonna vote for her. Like, if we could beat Donald Trump, as long as we nominate a woman, like, idiot, like, what the?
They don't get it, man.
Like, the world is on fire. This is an emergency situation, and you're hung up on vaginas.
Is this someone you want to be part of your government? Keep in mind, Jurek was an open book. On day one, he told us he wanted to punch, quote, Nazis, burn cities down if Trump wins again in a free election, and spoke of shooting people, if they couldn't be, quote, re-educated. Is Kyle Jurek the true but hidden face of the Sanders campaign? Is the Sanders campaign going to fire Kyle Jurek? Are they going to say he's a lone wolf or an isolated incident? Well, in our next release, you will hear Jurek say some of the most shocking and disturbing totalitarian aspirations ever spoken during a presidential campaign. Stay tuned, America. More to come.